G'day, welcome to Pauline's Thursday Ponderings. Over to you, Pauline.
Jeremiah 29, verse 11 says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and future. What a glorious promise to hang on to. The most powerful person in the universe has plans for you and me. These plans are for our good. I think this is what prosper means in the context above. It doesn't mean God plans to make us all billionaires. He does, however, promise to supply all our needs, and in a climate like Great Britain, that means a roof over our head and food and water and clothes. He has our future in his hands. It is a future to look forward to in wonder and awe at what God is going to do with our lives. He says they are plans to give us hope. So if your life isn't the way you want it at the moment, hang on in there. God's going to change it. All you have to do is be obedient. God loves us so much, this promise proves it for me. And if God has declared it, it must be true, and it will come to pass. So you can tell Satan to go away the next time he makes you despair of your future. And quote this verse out loud. Then believe it.
Thanks, Pauline. See you all again real soon on Partakers. Bye.